Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome back to another Uncle Hack Podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're probably thinking, man, when does the guy stop? Does he ever stop? Every fucking time we come back here, he's got something new going on. You got the TV in the background with the logo. And over my left shoulder here, I'm going to explain it to the listeners in the work truck right now. Right here is the plaque that I talk about nonstop. 2007, 2008 MVP midget hockey. Tabor Minor hockey, to be specific. Right there from Frida's Mobile Court, the trailer park, the local trailer park in town there. Not too many of them floating around in town, but if there is a good one, make sure you hit up Frida's. This, and I'm not being paid to say this right now. Right above it is, the first $20 I ever made doing stand-up comedy. You know, we used to roll up $20 bills and just hoover some low-grade schneef. Now we're putting it on the wall from doing it comedy with it. At least I know if things go south for me, that I got a 20 right here. That it's one of those break in case of emergency. And I'm not talking about going out and spending and getting yourself some milk. I'm saying if I had a gram and didn't have a bill on me and things went south, we're back on the nose beers again. Boom, shatter that, roll her up. And fucking hoover some low-end schneef. Stepped on with meth. More than likely. That seems to be about where we're going. I seen it. We did a little remodeling. I took a little bit of cash, remodeled the bitch, painted the wall. You probably noticed that. That's beautiful, isn't it? And we got the old Sherwood T90 over in the corner. What a beautiful stick. The thing weighs a ton. But that right there is every beer leaguer's dream right there. We'll start filling up the wall with shit over time. But yeah, it sounds like lockdown is going to keep us in this specific location for a minute or two. So figured, what the hell? Might as well make this home. This is home now. So when guests come in, oh, you're probably hearing clinking and clanking. But when guests come in, we'll have them over in the corner there. And we'll give them the old rundown about what's, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. The connection's lost. Now we're not dealing with that. That is just disgusting. We're trying to do something nice here, and shit's just falling apart. We'll get it figured out in the future. This is the first trial run, all right? The connection's lost. What kind of joke is that? Unfucking real. I told my producer, Brendan, like, let's get our shit together. I painted the wall. Told him, hey, get me a nice baby blue color. What does he do? He gets two cans. One was right. The other was wrong. So now we got like tiger stripes. If you look closely, one color is like, well, you can see over in the corner, like a nice baby blue matched the color of the logo. And then we got this fucking, I don't know, some goddamn child's room color that you see in 1990 that your parents did for your sister. Fucking awful. I'm just trying to do nice things around here, and you just get shit on for it. Fuck, did I hear the best ad I've ever heard in my time today. It was an ad about job searches. Big, long, lengthy thing. I listen to a lot of sports talk radio as in my drive-in in the morning. It's that or podcast. Lately, it's been sports because your boy's back. He's back in the saddle. We're gambling again, baby. We're taking the overs. We're taking the unders. We're gambling on fights. We're doing all that shit again. Not a lot of money, just a little bit to keep me interested in the shit. You know what I mean? And on my ride in today, I hear this ad about job search. And for 50, I can't even say it because it made me laugh even like listening to it. For $50, you can get a subscription to jobsearch.com. And they were advertising it as as a Christmas present. And I thought to myself on the drive-in, could you imagine? You wake up Christmas morning, you come downstairs. Life is already shit with this COVID thing going on, right? And some of us are deadbeats. We're not doing much with our life. And it is what it is. That's just the nature of things. Some of us didn't make the decision that we can't go to work. And Christmas, supposed to be a happy time of year. Supposed to be a happy time of the year. Everybody gets together. You know, your auntie has a few too many drinks, starts barking about her most recent divorce. And then the morning after, family all comes down, they're opening gifts, and you open up a envelope to a jobsearch.com. You got a $50 for a year subscription. Sorry. $50 for a year subscription, so that way, just in case things fuck up in 3 months or you need to find a new job, you got that year subscription. We're looking out for you. That's the kind of family we are. We've seen that you were down in the dumps. We paid $50 rather than getting you some scratch tickets and alcohol like a normal family member would do. We went out and got you a subscription to jobsearch.com because Facebook Marketplace and Kijiji don't do this shit for free. Instead, we paid $50, 50 smackaroos, so you'd get off your ass and find a job. Now, if you could politely do that and get out of mommy and daddy's basement, it'd be great. If not, you got two more months left. Actually, you got a year because that jobsearch.com subscription is going to start heating up here. The jobs are going to be flooding into the market, and you are going to be the first one to get your hands on one of them bad boys. What kind of psychopath would pay $50 for that? Remember back in your grandfather's day, he used to open up the fucking newspaper, flip to the back, scroll down and look for a job, and then walk his ass down there. Now you're paying for it. $50 for a year subscription to see if you can get a job or not. Before, you'd go waltz your ass down to the local A&W where all the other old bastards were sitting and fucking whining, bitching, complaining. Usually farmers. Too much rain. Not enough rain. Oh, God, I wish it would rain tomorrow. Christ, I don't want to turn my pivots on. That's what you hear for 3 hours until they're like, well, I guess it's time to go check my crop. Then they get their fat ass lugged into their Chevy Silverado. Go drive dirt roads and try and avoid the wife for the rest of the day. That's what they did back in those times. You walk down there, pay a dollar for a coffee and be like, fuck. They didn't pay a dollar for a coffee back then. That's fucking highway robbery. They paid probably 5 goddamn cents. And then you scroll through the back of the newspaper looking for a job. Now you pay for it. That's what you do. You pay for it. Christ above me. Have times changed, have they not? Have times changed. Men now, ugh. You look around and like the macho man type, it's misogynistic. We've been beaten down by, I don't even know who. Who the hell has taken us and beaten us down so far into the ground that we're like, we don't even know who we are anymore. You got all these cock lords running around. I'm a male feminist. It's misogynistic. I think we need to bring it back like a laser beam cutting through fucking steel. We got to bring it back with that kind of vengeance. You know what I mean? Like Leonidas 300. That's what we're going to do. All them fucking Romans. That's us with misogyny. We're coming back tenfold. All that progress that feminism thinks they've done. Sorry, it's over. The boys are back in town. And guess what? We're going to start finger banging pussies and talking about anal sex in public. Because we don't give a shit what you feminists think. Any girl that has a bowl cut, you're getting knocked out. Any girl that looks like some Lord of the Rings fan club probably pay to be a... where was I going with that? I was trying to riff off something. But any girl that looks like she's going to tell you about all the fascinating facts of Lord of the Rings, you're getting a 2x4 up the head. You know? We're going to start commenting on your cleavage in public. We're going to pinch an ass or two. We're bringing it back. Toxic masculinity is coming back in 2021. And if you don't got your tits in a knot now, honey, I hope to God you have your shit together. Because the boys, let me tell you, we're coming back. We're going to have strippers in our music videos again. We're you know what? There's going to be a new Motley Crue. Drugs, liquor, and sex are going to just take over. It's going to be all over in the news. What else is going to happen? Actually, if you want equality, we'll give you equality. But it comes at the detriment of some suplexes, brother. You want to get in the squared circle with fucking toxic masculinity, brother? Well, let me tell you, take your feminism and shove them up your fallopian tube, brother, because we're coming for you. We're taking over, brother. COVID-69, baby. But it's like, oh, God. Yeah, back in the day, if I don't have my slippers at the door, you're catching a fade, home girl. You're catching a fade. This time of year is just like the worst, too. God, I hate this time of year. I'm one of those guys that hates Christmas. And I'll give you my reasoning. I think I talked about it briefly. I can't remember if I did or not on either this one or the last episode. But I'm just not a fan of this time of year. It's the fake, phony bullshit. Year in, year again, you got to pretend like you give a fuck. And I'm just not for it. A lot of people, hey, Merry Ho-Ho. Suck my ass, Todd. Suck my white ass, Todd. You think I give a shit about Christmas? I never have and I never will. When you were a kid, of course, Christmas was fascinating. It was great. You thought some fat, drunk son of a bitch was flying around household to household, slipping down a chimney and giving you presents because you were a good boy. Because you were a good boy. Or girl. Or girl. There's a few females I've seen in the comment section a couple of times. There are a few females that listen to this podcast. And shout out to you. Shout out to you. You probably got giant tits and a tight pussy. That's the type of women that listen to this shit. They ain't those stupid bitches that are using their period blood as warrior paint on their face. No, listen, the ladies that listen to this, giant tits, big or small, we love them all. I'm just saying, you got big tit energy. You get it. You get it. This is the talk show for the people that get it. Or, you know what, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. Maybe we don't get it at all. What is it? Yeah, if you don't know what it is, you don't get it. But yes, again, off track. Christmas. It's a shit show time of year. As you get older, just things change. As they normally do. Duh. But the feeling of it, it's an annoying time of year because right now a lot of people are in this mad scramble to figure out whether or not we can, are we going to go to your parents? Are we going to our parents? Are we even allowed to go? Is the government going to let us go over to the in-laws? Nobody has a fucking clue. And prior to that, it was still like that. You'd argue with the wife, and then you got to argue with your mom, and then you got to argue with the in-laws. Where are we taking the kids this year? Are we going to your mom's? Are we going to mine? Well, what if we go to my mom's on Christmas Eve? We'll go to your parents' Christmas morning, and then we'll go to your cousin's place where everybody's going to be that night. And it's a shit show. This is the time of year where couples just argue. You know, you as a man, you get asked to do all this dumb shit. Hey, can you put up the Christmas lights? Nobody gives a fuck about Christmas lights. We as men don't give a shit about no goddamn Christmas lights. When's the last time you woke up in the morning and you were like, hey, honey, what do you say? Why don't we go drive around and look at the Christmas lights? No dude actually gives a shit about Christmas lights. Hey, time for a little ad read. That's right. If you head to DangerCatShop.com, use the code HACK15, you will get 15% off your order on Danger Cat's gear. That's right. DangerCatShop.com, use the code HACK15. And if you want an extra episode of the Danger Cat podcast, you fucking idiot. You rebranded 9 episodes ago, you fucking idiot. If you want an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast exclusively, not aired anywhere else, you can head to patreon.com/dangercat69. You'll get an extra podcast every week. So when this one drops, which you're listening to right now, there is an extra episode waiting for you. That's right. And you will get these episodes that you're listening to right now 48 hours earlier. So while everybody else is being like, holy shit, I just want some more Uncle Hack, you can listen to this one, this episode that you have right now, 48 hours earlier. How beautiful is that? And then when Thursday rolls around at 3 p.m., Mountain Standard Time, of course, you get another episode, unlike those other peasants, you know what I mean? Unlike you. So fall off your wallet, huh? Why don't you fall off your damn wallet? Support your fucking boy for once. Jesus Christ. What's a guy got to do? Whose dick do I got to suck to fucking get this shit popping? And we thank you for listening to this ad read. And if they do, they're usually some guy named Todd with 2 D's or Greg with 2 G's. They wear scarves and sweater vests. Think they're trendy and boat shoes. They wear boat shoes in the winter, and you see these morons slipping and sliding all over the fucking sidewalk. Like the dumbasses that they are. Hey, honey, I had a lovely idea. I thought we would go down and grab ourselves a hot cocoa. Huh? Does that sound good? And then we're going to hop in the car and go drive around and look at Christmas lights. You pussy. That'd be the goddamn day. Do you like, I got asked that the other day, driving in the car with the old lady. She looks at me and goes, do you like Christmas lights? I could give a shit about them. I actually appreciate people that don't put them up. I like them better. I like them better. They show laziness. They show no give a fuck. Back in the day, times are changing. Like I said, times are changing. You know what you want? You know what you want to do? Know it's easier. You want to sit on the couch, hop on Instagram, and look at all the sluts and Santa hats. Way more appealing than driving around looking at fucking Greg and Todd's stupid Christmas displays. Nobody gives a shit about.
I thought it'd be nice if you could put up the inflatable Frosty and then we'll string up some lights. And that's usually when she's like standing down at the fucking foot of the ladder. Oh, honey, that string is just a little lower.
And in your head, you're just thinking like, if this ladder just gave out right now and snapped my neck, I would be a happy person. I would watch as my soul left my body, my lifeless body, laying on the pavement with my head split wide open and the snow just slowly turning red because my brains are just leaking all over, and watching my wife cry hysterically, it would be the most peaceful time. I'd be looking down and be like, well, never got to listen to that shit again as my lifeless body bleeds out. And I would feel at once, for one time in my life, I'd feel like I'm at peace. As I'm floating up, and maybe to heaven, maybe back down to hell. It would probably just be a nice little, like, an air balloon. You get a little bit up, and they're like, yeah, you know what? You're a bit of a son of a bitch. You cheated on your wife in fucking 2012. We can't, you know, you contracted fucking, what's the STD that makes you piss hot? The clap. You got the clap. And when you came home from that trip to Baltimore for the football trip with the boys and that hooker that you no-domed, and you got the clap, and then you went and got the pills, And then, you know, to make sure the old lady didn't get it, you crushed them up, put it in her morning coffee, and you're like, here, babe, I just thought I'd do something nice. That's when men do nice shit, is when they feel guilty about something that they did that could possibly ruin the relationship. Tell me I'm lying. I used to do that all the time. I remember my first girlfriend out of high school. I used to, if I did something fucked up, like cheat on her, or I used to go out of town. I'd fuck randoms. And then when I came home, I'd feel so guilty inside. I would just do randomly nice things that I thought even the playing field. That's how my brain worked. I thought, well, I fucked a random whore she doesn't know about. But if I just do this one task, it just cleans the slate. Or she can be mean to me for a week, and I just gotta take it because you're a whore. I'm a whore. Saying me. But yes, Christmas time. Shitty time here. Shitty time of year. This is where couples fight. This is where you're just revving to the point where your motor's gonna blow at any moment's time. You just don't know when that is, but you know it's going to blow. And when I say that motor is going to blow, you're going to snap. And then you're going to ruin the holidays for everybody. And as you should. As a grown man, you should. Nothing wrong with that. Hell, you work all year long for those selfish little sons of bitches. And what do they do? They think that some fat guy in a suit came down the chimney. You worked your ass off. You worked overtime 5 times a week, you know, clocking in an extra couple hours just to make sure your kid can get the new PS5. And here he's going to think Santa Claus brought him. And while you were doing that, you had to hear from your wife over and over and over again. Oh, honey, you just never spend any time with the family. You just never spend any time. I feel like I don't know you anymore. And you're like, well, the kid wants the PS5. I'm working my ass off. I'm getting extra hours down at the auto body shop. I'm trying to, you know, give us a good Christmas. Yeah, but you just don't spend any time with the family. You understand? You just don't spend any time with the family. We would love if you spent more time with us. It'd be great if you spent more time with us. And you're like, honey, I'm trying to provide a life force. Yeah, but that doesn't make up for the time. What about the family? I'm like, yeah, there's got to be give and take. Yeah, maybe you should take a little more time off work and give your family the attention that we need. And inside you're just thinking like, how the fuck do I win? How do I win? How do I explain to this fucking deadbeat human what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to accomplish? I just sound like such an incel at times. I like making fun of, like, I just like making fun of the whole thing. Don't think that I hate women. I don't hate women. I like to fuck you. You're boring to talk to. Actually, that's not true. Most of you are boring to talk to. You know, I got asked the other day, too.
What do you think about eyelash extensions?
Like, quite honestly, I don't think about them at all. if we're being straight shooting here, I've never looked and I've never just sat in this chair and said, what do I think about eyelash extensions? What's my God honest thought about eyelash extensions? Never in my time have I sat there and thought, eyelash extensions. What do I think about them? And it's the fake acrylic nails, the fake eyelashes. I can deal with fake tits. The lips are getting a little out of control. Looks like you remember when you were a kid and you like suck on the end of a Gatorade bottle, or you just like put your lips and you like suction a cup to your face, and it would like, that's what it looks like at all times. Just kind of like, to add to the brain dead look of humans, nothing looks more dumb than someone standing there and their lips are just kind of, they look like a giant donut all the time. Just kind of like, like that mouth breather look. That's what it is. It's a mouth breather look. And then you slap on some goddamn fake eyelashes. And
it's like, well, I think it looks good.
Well, we all think you're delusional. Listen, you spent $1,500 on eyelash extensions and fake nails. And then you went and pumped your lips up. Like, it looks like you inflated a tire tube. That's what this looks like. You look completely insane. Like, I feel like they, most of them look like the Saw doll. Like, you know, it's just getting too much. It's getting too much. And you wonder why. This is my theory, okay? This is why dudes like when girls dress like they're homeless, okay? 90% of the time when a girl comes over to your house to get laid, she's dressed like she's homeless. You know, you're not getting dolled up. You're not getting dolled up to come over and get piped. No, of course you're not. You got your sweatpants, hair up, and fucking, like, maybe a baggy sweatshirt, maybe a baggy hoodie. And when we see that, we know. Our brains click like, oh, hell yeah. Yes, we're fucking. Thank God. We're fucking. Yes. So instantly, when we see that, when it comes in, and then when we see it in public, okay, you're picking up what I'm putting down. When we see it in public, then we're like, oh, man, she's hot. I bet she fucks. I bet she fucks. No dude is ever sitting there being like, oh, that's a nice cocktail dress. We don't give a shit. We don't give a shit. We want to see you in sweatpants and the baggy fucking sweatshirt. That's what we want to see. Not that all the feminine. This is when the feminists step in. Be like, oh, well, I didn't know it was men dictate what women's beauty standards are. We're not. We don't care. We're just saying we like it when you're, you know, bring it down. We like it when you bring it down. Nobody gives a shit about the fake eyelash extensions, the fake nails, the fake hair, the fake tits. No, we just want to see some sweatpants and the baggy hoodie. And the baggy hoodie. Then we know hair in a bun, hair, a messy bun, or a ponytail. And you know two things are going down. A, we're going to eat some goddamn snacks, and then I'm going to eat your ass like it's the last meal. It's simple, simple mathematics. I've been putting a lot of time into this, and I've figured it all out. Tell me, fellas. You can, this is when the cool guys step in and be like, no, bro, I only fuck 10, so you're a liar. You're a liar. So what, you only get laid once a year, you ugly son of a bitch? No, listen, fellas will take what they, a true danger cat. Let's get into that. A true danger cat will take what he can get. Okay, we don't shoot high, you shoot high, but hey, you always know that the bar is set low. Always shoot high, but set the bar low. And ensure that, you know, you're getting some puss. It's okay. Ladies, you can do the same thing. It's a little easier for you. You could look at pretty much any guy and be like, listen, you want to fucking pound this? Yeah, you know what I do. You know what I do. Married, single, it don't matter. What do you say? The alley, your car, behind the school, pretend we're kids again. What do you want? 90% of dudes out there, the 10% are just weirdos. Don't listen to them. They don't account for us. They don't account for what we as danger cats provide to the earth. We bring a different style of thinking. A different attitude, a different outlook on the whole world. Oh, yeah, there we go. I had to. This camera cuts off at a certain time. And look at this. We're back. We're back with the logo. And, oh, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely? Can't even remember what I was last talking about. Something about fucking fake lips and all that shit. And yeah. No, it's 100% true. Every guy out there will agree with that. And I think I figured out because it's that psychological end. You know, when you were a young lad, you remember like those times when your girlfriend would come over and she was in sweatpants, the baggy hoodie, hair up. You knew like, ah, yes, she just wants to fuck like rabbits. Eat some snacks, And it was just a fuck fest. It was just a fuck fest. So when you grow up and you become a man, all right, like when you see the old lady and she's looking, you know, makeup isn't on. First off, I hate makeup. It just never been a guy that's been a fan of it. Usually a cake face is like, ugh, what kind of insecurities and troubles is this fucking thing going to come with? It's usually the first thing that comes in my brain. But then, you know, the girls that are out there, we're going to talk about, let's talk about that. The girls that just go out and have a wonderful time, they're not overly obnoxious, they're just drinking beers and actually have a fun personality rather than being the loud, obnoxious bitch in the corner that's just screaming for attention. We all know them, you know, they talk to their friend, but they're trying to talk to the room. Very, very loud, usually of zero substance, and they're 0% funny. They're just completely annoying. And then their friend that's like, you know, she's got her university. I was going to use like an Edmonton University, but I've never been to post-secondary school. Obviously, Hack. You don't think we didn't know that? You fucking idiot. You don't think that we clued in that you didn't go to post-secondary schooling? You don't think that we put two and two together that you did not go hit the books after high school? But yes, this girl usually wearing a sweatshirt, hoodie with a university on it, you know, jeans on, something comfortable. Looks like she just got done studying. Put zero effort into the hair, no makeup on. That's usually the girl in the group that every guy finds attractive. Any sane man would find that attractive. You hear me? Any sane man. You know when you look at the chick in the corner that has like the fucking 9-inch fingernails. Have you seen these things? They're god awful. Who had this? Any girl that idolizes Cardi B, you know, is just the dumbest human being on the planet. You know that mouth breather is out there trying to talk to you about, I don't even know. What do they talk about? Probably something that you don't want to hear, you know? You're not going to sit there and discuss, hey, what do you think of Motley Crue's first album? Huh? Were you a fan of Shout at the Devil? Do you like 90s hip hop? And they're like, no, I like Megan Thee Stallion. Great. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. I'm going to go this way. You go that way. You should meet my friend Todd with 2 D's and his other buddy Greg with 2 G's. You would have a phenomenal conversation about Christmas lights with these guys. They're wonderful. You see that moron over there choking himself with a scarf in the sweater vest? Looks like he's wearing Dockers. That's the guy. He will talk to you all day long about Megan Thee Stallion. He'll even take you for a hot latte and look at Christmas lights. What kind of pussy is that, looking at Christmas lights? It's worth the most wonderful time of the year, my ass. I'm excited. It's a blessing in disguise, gentlemen, that you get to wake up and you have an excuse on Christmas morning. And you can play it to your advantage. You know the wife is going to look right through that and see your move. But you make that move anyways. It's like, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't go to your parents' house because they're getting old, you know. And I might have the COVID, you know. I'm working around all those guys in that shop and they see some people. I see some people. We might as well just stay home. We'll kick our feet up. We'll enjoy our time. You know, you said you wanted me to spend more time with the family. Well, here, this year I'm ready to do that. So why don't we just kick our feet up, enjoy our time together here, and just really soak in the family. And she'll see right through that bullshit. And it's like, oh, it's because you don't want to go to your mom's house and you don't want to go to my mom's house. You're absolutely correct. I don't want to go to that goddamn family dinner to listen to all these drunks tell me about their problems and be like, yeah, this year has been the worst year ever. Has it? Has it really? Because I can think about 5 years that are 10 times worse that we weren't even alive for. Like, I would say probably 1942 wouldn't be that fun to live in. Wouldn't be that great being 23 years old, storming the beaches of Normandy, wouldn't it? That'd probably be up there in the worst year. But no, you're right. You're right there, Tim. You're right, Tim. 2020 is the worst year because you can't go to the pub and finger bang your buddy's asshole and talk about all the bullshit at work together. You know, 2020 is the worst. It's the worst year ever. I'm hearing all these like young kids, oh man, this is the worst year ever. The bubonic plague, I think that would be an awful year to be alive. Christ, I don't know. Maybe the fact that an asteroid hit the planet, that would probably suck to be alive for. Where else do we want to go? Huh? Jesus. Does it suck and I'm getting very annoyed of it? Yes. Do I want to go down to Rogers' place here in Edmonton, get absolutely shit-faced while the Oilers get pumped by the Blackhawks? Yes. Do I want to, when WWE comes rolling into town, do I want to load up the boys and go watch some suplexes while crushing rums? Yes. Oh, what's that? Creed is coming back on a reunion tour. Me and the lads, front row tickets. Can you take me higher? Yes. Can we do that? No, because it's the worst year ever. Jesus Christ. It's the worst year ever. And right now, all you can do is just sit and like, you got the NFL on Sunday. You get a few games here and there. They're being a little smart. Like, I love how some of these games get pushed to a later date. I really enjoy that because then, kind of sporadically, every day of the week, you might have a little something to watch. You know what I mean? I don't watch basketball. I don't even think basketball's on. Same with baseball. Could give a shit about it. NFL, MMA, hockey. That's all I watch. Right now, are we going to get an NHL season? We don't know. I just heard on the radio today that we're possibly going to see January 12th? 12th or 13th, a 52-game season. Please give me that. Please give me that. But other than that, we got MMA every Saturday night. I'm getting to that age where I don't really like going out in public. I don't really like being in crowds. In my younger years, you'd catch me at every party, everywhere, any goddamn time. If we're ripping it up, we are ripping it up. Do I want to go out right now? 0% chance I want to go out. I don't want to be in bars. People annoy the shit out of me right now because, and just the setting. You go sit at a table, there's fucking plexiglass right beside you, separating you from another table. Nobody's out right now. The only time I did go out was to chase pussy, and like that hasn't been a thing for a minute now. And where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, sports. I don't know. I just... sports and not seeing your family, Brendan. But yes, it'd be great to go out and fucking rip it up again and have fun with your buddies. But to say that this is the worst year ever, you got to be completely moronic. It's the worst year ever. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Wouldn't you think that when Hitler decided to, get his little thing going, get his little rallies on and popping and was like, you know what? I'm gaining some steam here. Why don't we start invading some countries? I've got the people with me. Why don't we start fucking up some other countries? Oh, what's that? A world war? You want some smoke with Big Daddy Hitler? Get some. But to think it's the worst fucking year ever. I can't stand all these YouTube kids. Yeah, that's all you get to do is sit down. You get to watch all these YouTube kids and TikTok stars make $1 billion while you're trying to figure out, are they going to allow me to go? Can I open up my deli store? Can I open up my deli, open up the deli to serve meats to the people Is the government going to shut me down? Meanwhile, TikTok kids are making $1 million a little jig. Every time they do a little jig, a little dance, they make $1 billion just like that. And that's what you get to sit and watch. And then your daughter's like twerking on TikTok, starting an OnlyFans because, you know, somebody's got to pay the power bill. Nobody wants to see your shriveled up hog. Nobody's paying for that. So what is the, you got to pimp out your daughter on OnlyFans. Listen, light bill's coming up. I'm going to need you to fucking spread your cheeks and get the family $150 so we can cover the goddamn heat and bill, heat and gas, and the electrical bill. I don't like doing this, but it's something you got to do for the family. Listen, your dad sacrificed his whole life to make sure that you had a good life. Now we're going to flip the switch a little bit because it seems like the only people making money right now are TikTok kids, OnlyFans, and fucking those Nelk boys. They're making a ton of money. I just seen their what? They were gambling like fucking $10,000 a goddamn hand on blackjack on Twitch streaming. Are you kidding me? Most people, they've lost more money gambling online. Do I discredit them though? You know what? They did their grind. They did, and they are where they are. Good for them. Good, great, grand, beautiful. But my sweet Jesus, people are just fucking starving. Just starving out here. Even to get back to work. You know, and here you got to convince your daughter to finger pop her asshole to make sure that the fucking heating and electricity gets paid this month. Mortgage is coming up, honey. I'm going to need you to step it up. We're going to up the production. We're going to up the production. Daddy-o needs new winter tires on the truck. Imagine. Oh, what a sick, twisted world we'd be living in. And we're probably not that far off is the sad thing. We're probably not that far off. Oh, man. What a time to be alive. What a fucking time to be alive. Yeah, I keep catching a glimpse of the light off of that shiny plaque. Most valuable player. 2007-2008 class. How does he do it? How did he find the time? You know what? People may laugh at this, but it's true. We're talking about the Bo Jackson of Alberta right here. Professional mixed martial arts, senior AA hockey, and that right there, that old sucker right there, 2007-2008 most valuable player, Tabor Midget, minor hockey. We're coming back to this. I'm running out of content to talk about. It's not true. There's a lot happening. But I'm coming back to this bad boy right here because that sucker right there, they don't just hand those out. They never have. They never will. Most valuable player. That's an elite class of athletes right there. And then to go on to fight professional mixed martial arts, you have never heard of it. Find me another most valuable player out of Tabor, Midget to be specific, that once he went on and entered his life as a young adult, went straight to professional sports. Not too many. And not just professional sports. A different sport. Okay? It was like, okay, ceiling's full. We put a cap on this. Where do we go next? Mixed martial arts. 5-3. 3 losses due to submission, but we don't talk about that. Not very good at jiu-jitsu. Just really liked, what is that? 4 wins by TKO or knockout, 1 by a unanimous decision. I'm just saying. The Bo Jackson of Alberta. They call me the Alberta Rattlesnake. What's next? Am I going to hop in the professional wrestling ring? Am I going to have to start throwing guys through tables? Show you what I'm really made out of? Some hardcore matches? Who's going to be my tag team partner? Things I need to think about. Uncle Hack? In the squared circle, doing some 5-star frog splashes off the top rope. What? I said doing some 5-star frog splashes off the top rope. What? I said some suplexes. What? I said some suplexes. What? Some DDTs. What? Nothing beats professional wrestling. Nothing beats professional wrestling. 1990s, baby. We all remember those days. Remember being a young lad and storming home just to catch some professional wrestling on television? Oh, God, was that the fucking tits, man. D-Generation X.
What?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
The Rock.
What?
Mankind.
What?
Dude Love.
What?
Cactus Jack.
What?
The promos that they cut back then would just blow your mind. D-Generation X, how they got away with some of the shit that they got away with is unreal. Is unreal. You had a fleet of 10-year-old kids running around telling your teacher, I got two words for you. Suck it. And then the poontang pie shit. Remember that when it was like, do you like pie? Poontang pie. It was just all about, it was just so provocative. That, like, no wonder my mother did not want the kids watching this shit. It was fucking awesome. And you as a kid, you didn't understand half the jokes. You're just like, poontang pie. And then your dad would laugh and he'd be like, you thank God my son's not gay. Oh, shit. That's what it was. Oh, man. I'm fucking stoked on this setup, though. That looks good. I think that looks pretty pimp in the little background right there, huh? Looks not bad. The kid's making moves. I'm hoping to get going on a live show. I'd love to do something live, like a streaming, something to do with sports, though. Now that we're getting like more into sports, more into, a little bit of gambling. I'll keep up to date on some of the lines that are going on. What's looking good? What's not looking good? My cousin's going to hop in on it. I got a few other guys. I'm thinking about doing, it would be great to do a live show where we can cut back and forth and have a few guys talking. Make it look good, you know? A few boys sitting there yapping on their hot takes. On their hot takes upon who they're taking for the weekend. And almost like the Pat McAfee show. I don't think I'd ever compete. Well, you never know. Ever compete. But do a live show in that regard. And then pump out more and more content. More rants. More raving. I think it'd be great to fucking... something live. Something streaming. Stream every Friday. Maybe every Wednesday. I don't know. We're still figuring it out. The logistics of it. We're still trying to get it going. It's exciting. It's exciting to see the growth of the podcast. That's unreal. That's unreal to me. Last month was the most downloaded month of all time. We clocked in 24,000 downloads off this podcast. So thank you to all the listeners out there. I truly do thank you. It's really cool to see this all come together and I get to come on here and just be a goofy cunt for an hour's time and chew up a bit of, try and chew up a bit of your day and hopefully make you laugh, make you think different, try and see the humor in the world. When I first started this, it was, I wasn't in the best headspace and it's taken me a year. We started this podcast in 2018 and it was the Danger Cat podcast. And now it's obviously the Uncle Hack podcast. It's easier to do things solo. It's tough to get guys together. It was always a hassle to get us all to sit down and keep consistent with the podcast. Over the course of time, obviously, we've brought on guests. We've done a number of things to keep the show interesting. But then when I fired it up again and got more consistent with it, I was probably in the worst headspace I've possibly ever been in my entire life. And to just bite down, get through all the bullshit and continue to do it and know that this is something that I want to do for many years to come, especially anything to revolve around comedy or, you know, doing some sort of entertainment. And I think that consistency and finding myself again and just bringing everything back to life has, I found my happiness again. It all lies kind of with this. And it's been a long road to get me here, but it's rewarding in a sense that people are listening and tuning in and kind of giving a shit about what it is I do. So it's certainly humbling it's certainly something that I've really become appreciative of, is that people tune in and message me and tell me what they like of the podcast, what they don't like. Sometimes I get made fun of on the internet from time to time, and I don't mind that. I love people's hot takes. I think, you know what? If you're going to put it out there, you got to have the thick skin to take it back. If I'm going to shit on you, you are allowed to shit on me. It's just the way it goes. It's the way of you. And I can't thank you guys enough for supporting me over the years and by being a loyal listener to this podcast. I truly do appreciate it. I thank you for tuning in to another Uncle Hack podcast. We're going to keep trugging along. We'll do a couple more episodes, take a little break going into 2021. I'll be away from the mics for a bit, but most likely heading to hang out with some family, but it'd be nice just to decompress and not live in this rat race for right now. But a few more episodes and then we will be taking a little break. And if you want another little episode, boys and girls, head on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/dangercat69. You can get an extra episode every week. After that nice heartfelt message I gave to you, I'm like, hey, give me your money. After I just made you feel soft and mushy inside, give me your money. But I thank you for tuning in to another Uncle Hack podcast. Peace and love.